This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, Earth, Earth,
Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Eric, you understand how this year game is played?
I do.
All right, you have your choice today of one of three categories. We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
Let's do License to Spill.
A mechanical issue with the transport truck's brakes caused a raging fire, which the driver safely escaped to California. But as the truck burned to the ground on the westbound lanes of I-580, its cargo soon escaped too. The truck had been carrying between 30 to 40,000 pounds of product, which basically melted as the blaze roared and then soon spread across the road, causing chaos during the busy morning commute. Now, a photo from the scene showed a burned-out truck on the shoulder of the road with a lumpy material spilling out into the nearby lanes. Quote, "Fortunately, no one was injured." Unquote. Anyway, the cleanup took much of the day. The blaze happened about 6:18 a.m., but more than 7 hours later, two lanes of the highway still remained closed. The question is, what was the truck hauling? Was it Legos, cell phones, chocolate, or vinyl flooring? So Legos, cell phones, chocolate, or vinyl flooring. What was this truck hauling that ended up melting when the truck caught on fire?
Ooh, that's a tough one, because you said that it was lumpy and it had absolutely congealed into an entire one object.
Yeah, they said basically all the product.
What was what kind of flooring?
Vinyl flooring.
All right, so Legos, cell phone, chocolate, or
vinyl flooring.
Mm.
Yeah, one of those things ended up melting in the heat, pouring out of the back of the truck.
I think the Legos, just because they're all plastic, and then they would just melt, and then they would fuse back together when they cool down. That's my kind of initial thought.
Eric, I'm going to do the same theory, but with chocolate.
I'm going to do the same exact theory, but it's vinyl, dude.
Vinyl flooring.
Okay. It just seems like if you got it hot enough, it would mold into one and then expand. Oh,
yeah. What burned and melted on the highway? Legos, cell phones, chocolate, or vinyl flooring? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9
KISW.
Category is licensed to spill on profile. This is a truck that brakes went bad. It caught fire.
Yep.
It burned. It spilled its contents. Took over 7 hours to clean up the mess, whatever that was. Question is, was the truck carrying Legos, cell phones, chocolate, or vinyl flooring?
And, Eric, that is the question we posed to you. And, sadly, we start with you. You went Legos, which is a fantastic guess. However, not Legos.
That would be an expensive load.
Real expensive, man. Let's see. V. Ted Smith, you went with vinyl flooring.
Damn.
It was not vinyl flooring. Miles Montgomery, you went chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah. And you're correct, man. 40,000 pounds of chocolate.
Well, it probably dried on the road after it melted.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got to try to peel it off because it's just reformed.
Well, you could drive over chocolate.
I get, man, it was 40,000 pounds of this stuff, right? And all of it melted and just went basically in a straight line across the highway. So people, it almost formed like a chocolate wall.
Ghirardelli closed down for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmy.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right, though. The title is guys have teams of talents to write ourselves and come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Sorry, Mike. I don't hit the wheel on time every week.
Do you do it any week?
A little lag on that.
I feel confident this week. <He's
ready.
laughs> Don't know if you guys saw this, but a news reporter was somehow added to a text chain with the highest ranking officials in our government about war plans. Craziest part is the list was just named to-do list.
Nate Ted Smith.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, man. I was trying to think of a different name for the list. You up?
New phone, who dis this?
You want to have fun? 23andMe just filed for bankruptcy. The company spokesman said they were 50% sad, 37% disappointed, 13% Scottish.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Fallon.
23andMe just filed for bankruptcy.
Oh.
Yeah, the company said that they were 50% sad, 37% disappointed. And 13% Scottish.
Go delete your stuff off of there if you have used that.
Yeah, they said, look, there's a time limit on the amount of time you can do it. If you don't do it in that time limit, yes, we're selling your crap to everyone else.
That was always the big fear of those places, was that they would get to insurance companies, and insurance companies would be like,
yeah, predetermined,
sorry,
right?
Predetermined, right? We looked all the way through your ancestry. Forever 21 has filed for bankruptcy. It plans to close all U.S. stores. It's too bad, but I gotta say, they kind of jinxed themselves with that name. Just like my great-grandfather, Never Die Johnson.
Seth Colbert.
Colbert.
Forever 21 has filed for bankruptcy and plans to close all U.S. stores. Well, that's too bad, but I gotta say, they kind of jinxed themselves with that name. Just like my great-grandfather, Never Die Johnson.
Diddy also had an album called Forever. Everyone is okay, but I heard visitors had to flee a new ride at Disney World after a fire broke out. The good news is, for $30, you could buy a picture of you and your family escaping the Tower of Inferno.
Fallon.
You guys hear about this? Everyone is okay, but I heard that visitors had to flee a new ride at Disney World after a fire broke out. Yeah, but this is nice. For $30, you could buy a picture of you and your family escaping the towering inferno.
All right, Christina Applegate. Now, we know she has MS and has been struggling.
Yes.
So now she was on a messy podcast with Jamie Lynn Singer and said, basically, she says it has to do with MS. The doctors say it doesn't, and they're calling it Double Dragon.
The hell is Double Dragon?
Basically, she's like, her function, her organs are slowing down their functions. And like, she goes, I have to poop. And if I have to poop, I puke. when I puke, I get all the pain, then all these things happen. So basically what we call the ultimate dilemma,
okay.
I think they're calling a double dragon when you have to poop
okay.
and vomit at the same time. Obviously, that's a terrible thing, but she said she's
especially if you didn't get to drink beforehand.
She's been hospitalized for it. So far in my lifetime, there's been two causes of the ultimate dilemma.
Right.
One, Miles is correct, alcohol. Number
yep.
two, Chinese food.
Food poisoning.
yeah. Well, yeah, maybe just the amount. But Jesus, man, that is an awful, awful feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and if she's getting hospitalized, then she said she's been doing, she's had this condition for years. So I'm just like, oh.
That's brutal, man.
Yeah. I don't know if there's two worse things in life than that. Also brings up another reason that, like, even if you just moved into a place, you better get a trash can.
Mm-hmm. Not a wicker one.
Speaking of drinking, Blake Shelton, country star, mm-hmm. also host of The Voice for years. Also, apparently, an alcohol enthusiast.
I've heard that.
He's got his own vodka.
Is that what he has?
I have a bottle of mm-hmm. it at home.
For some reason, I figured he was a whiskey guy.
I mean, he started out with vodka, but then that was 8 years ago.
I think he likes a little bit of everything, but the company he has right now, anyway, is doing vodka.
Is Sammy Hagar is like the most successful? Because I wonder now, do people even associate Cabo Wabo tequila with him? Because he was so early in that game.
I mean, you bring it up kind of, but I want to say he sold his partnership and made bank.
He made $80 million.
$80 million.
Now, he was one of the first to do it, and that kind of started the entire thing. Like, Terramuda? What is The Rock's tequila?
Terramana.
That's great tequila, by the way.
Knocked down a
But before that, Randy Gerber and George Clooney, Casamigos, mm-hmm. they launched that. Then they sold that. And I want to say that that was head and shoulders above what Sammy got. And so I don't know if anyone else has sold what interest they have in their liquors, but
it just seems like nowadays a lot of people, whether it's actors and musicians, have it. I'm saying Sammy Hagar, credit to him, like, he was associated with that so long ago, but, like, it's been so long, I don't know that anybody, like, I think people just drink it because they like it.
Yeah. It depends on the cut you get. And, you know, the distributor, obviously, George Clooney is not in the business of making tequila. He partnered with someone.
Yeah, of course.
Same way that Jimmy Buffett did with Landshark Lager, which had its name on the Miami Stadium for a while. So they were doing very well. I'm sure he made a large percentage of money out of that.
I like Clooney. Like, the first time I heard him talk about it, too, basically, he was like, him and his buddy just drank so much tequila.
Yeah,
we should just start a company.
And they went around to different places and tasted them to find out who they wanted to actually talk to about partnering.
I mean, it's nice when you have the money to make that decision.
Yeah, I mean, probably 2-3 months in Mexico just getting drunk on tequila.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another Justin Moore. He's another country artist. He was on The Voice. So basically, he was talking about but he's just relaying a story. Blake Shelton's telling the story about, like, they get on the plane. I'll let him tell it, but it's pretty funny.
We rode on the airplane back home. The kid really tried to keep up with me. He really did. I mean, I when I get on the airplane and I know that I'm getting flown home, I'll just start drinking the second I get on the airplane, you know. And so Justin was, too. And pilot said, hey, man, you know, your buddy Justin Moore, he went back there in the bathroom and he threw up. Like, he was back there puking when we landed. And I was like, oh, my God, what a moron. Like, that is embarrassing. Our song is 99 Problems, but a Beer Ain't One. But it was definitely his problem that night.
Obviously, they're flying private.
Oh, yeah.
If you tell the difference, like, generally the pilot doesn't come out and go, hey, man, your buddy's puking.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's legendary for it. You get a mat and on a private jet, too. It's like, I guess you get all you want.
You're not going to need to wait for anybody to come and serve you.
Nope.
Yeah, nobody's really going to cut you off either. I mean, it's your private jet.
You're paying for the full experience.
So let's see. So you remember last year we had the Pooh movie that was like a horror movie?
Mm. Blood and Honey, yes.
Correct. So the new Steamboat Willie version of Mickey Mouse has become a brutal murderer in the upcoming horror flick. Screamboat.
Screamboat. Like Steamboat Willie, but Screamboat.
You got it. Willie's victims will include knockoff Disney princesses, described as party princesses. So basically, here's their name. Mike, you're you know all the princesses. Give me one.
I'm on it. Jasmine.
Oh, of course she's not on the list.
How about Snow White? Let's go easy there.
You know what? My bad. Jasmine is on there. She's just going to be Jazzy.
Jazzy.
Jazzy, okay.
Yeah, they're not taking a lot of stuff there. Cinderella will be Cindy. Keep in mind, do not see this movie with anybody that likes Disney products or a child. These are knockoff princesses correct. That will be murdered.
Aurora?
Which one's Aurora?
Sleeping Beauty.
Yep. She's just going to be Rory.
Rory.
It's not hard to find a princess on Aurora, is it?
Princess for the hour.
Yeah.
Tiana on there?
Is that Little Mermaid?
No, that's Princess and the Frog.
No, not that one.
Little Mermaid's Ariel.
You have Belle for Beauty and the Beast. What do you think they're going to call her?
Bella.
Bella.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they haven't been really far off, right? Cinderella's not Cinderella. She's Cindy.
Cindy.
Jasmine is Jazzy. Bella for Belle. And then Ariel from Little Mermaid.
Ariola.
Ari?
Ariana?
Ariana.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's pretty simple. I don't know. It's just kind of a weird list. It's like you got to come up with fake names.
Well, legally they do, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, right, because they couldn't use the Disney princesses, and Steamboat Willie is now public domain.
Right.
Correct.
They stole my thunder, haha.
Well, that's the thing. You can't, like, so these characters are now in public domain, but you haven't lost, like, the rights to them. You know what I mean? So, like, Pooh, I don't think it was Winnie the Pooh or something, right? It was just Pooh, blood and guts. Like, everything's kind of a little bit off. So you could call him Willie, but it's just a little bit different.
Right.
Right.
Screamboat Willie.
That's going to be good. You know, I'll tell you what,
Scream's kind of back right now. It's having a moment.
Aren't they? Yeah, are they making a new one or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then there was that teacher that was trying to have sex with the students.
And not she was their best advertising, but yeah.
I lost a bunch of weight and wanted kids to have sex with me when I was wearing a Scream mask. Yeah, you're right. Not great. I'm just saying it's been in the news.
Right.
Not saying it's back for good. You should watch it. Another show. This came out in 2016. There's only one season of it. You got to look around. It might be on your streaming service. It might be on one of the old man channels, as I call it. But Blood Feuds. So it's about these like classic feuds you know about. Obviously, the main one or the one episode is going to be about the Hatfields and the McCoys.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Right, which is very interesting. Miles, I did not realize how closely you grew up to the Hatfields.
I know tons of them.
Yeah, I know.
All McCoys. More McCoys than Hatfields.
All right, I thought the McCoys were the ones that lived in Kentucky.
Well, I mean,
they all live together
it's,
now.
It's a river that is 20 feet wide.
All right.
So that's why it flooded. But, I mean, literally, if you are in that community, you are just from that area. So whether you're on one side of the river or not, it doesn't really matter from taxation purposes
sure.
or anything like that. One's not more expensive than the other. So people cohabitate there. You could live in West Virginia and go to school in Kentucky. They have that partnership.
Okay.
So, you know, even though you're a West Virginia citizen or vice versa, you can cross the river and go to whatever school you want.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I know that story, but every time you watch it, it is pretty interesting. But they had some good ones on there, too. Learned about a guy named Nate Champion. He was part of, you probably heard of the Jefferson County War.
No.
So it's out in, like, Wyoming and stuff. Basically, like, you don't realize this, but back in the day in the late 1800s, there's a lot of settlers, right? So you read all the stories about the settlers and stuff, but what they don't really teach you, which I've been kind of learning watching these shows, is that you have all these cattlemen that are out there too, but the cattlemen need the area, right?
Yeah.
So these settlers are out there, and they kind of have a couple cows, but eventually these cattlemen move in from other states. They're barons. They have all this money. So basically this guy and his friends were like, well, we only have 40 head of cattle. If they run through with hundreds of them, they're going to overtake ours.
Right.
So they called. Basically, they were like, you guys are stealing our cattle. Now, if you get one when it's a calf.
Yeah.
And you brand it before they do, that becomes your calf.
Yeah.
That's mavericking, as I've learned. So they did that. But they didn't all out steal cattle. But the rich guys could just kind of print the papers and be like, hey, they're stealing cattle or whatever. So this guy ends up getting gunned down and like writes like a last note in a diary as he's taking bullets through. And you're just like I was watching it last night getting pissed off. It's basically the same thing you see nowadays, right? Now we call them billionaires.
Right.
But I mean, it's the same kind of thing where it's like, that guy, like he's a settler. That's his, like how are they supposed to live?
Right.
Because if you have all the cows, like they needed cows too. Mm-hmm. So you just, right, you can hear it in my voice. Started getting frustrated. I was like, they're not allowed to have cows? But for the everyday man, they champion, legend, love them, Blood Feud.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man shines his bat signal after getting a notice from his HOA. Meanwhile, a Florida man robs a Dairy Queen of a $1.50 and doesn't get away. Colorado man attempts to rob a store with his finger gun. In Missouri, a group of weed-smoking moms are having some fun. And a woman is caught shoplifting. Also, she left her two kids in a locked, hot car. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We go to Colorado, where some robbers just do not come prepared. Police got a call about a robbery at a local store. And the story goes that the man approached the clerk behind the counter, pointed his weapon at him, and began stealing items. He then fled in his vehicle, which was eventually tracked down by officers. Police attempted to pull him over, but he continued in his attempt to evade arrest, eventually getting barricaded by police vehicles and forcibly removed from the car, placed under arrest. He's facing multiple charges, though. I'm not sure they can add the deadly weapon detail to the report, as a robbery was committed using a finger gun.
That's one way to get out of it.
I at least hope it was in his jacket. You know what I mean? Point the pocket at people.
Do you think he just had his hand out there? Like,
I don't know, man. To be honest with you, I'm not positive. The fact that they say, like, it looks like a finger gun.
Where did this happen?
This happened in Colorado.
Okay. Changes my perspective.
Says that he used a finger gun.
So, like, if it were New Jersey, they had, broken his hand.
Right.
And I'm just like, depending where you are, breaking out a finger gun is going to end really, really poorly.
It is.
You threatened me with your fingers.
A finger gun.
Yeah. Give me the money.
Can you be charged with having a weapon? No.
Right? I mean, I know what you're insinuating.
The one charge you can't really get, like, what? My weapon or my hands?
Right. I didn't really do it.
Yeah, I mean...
In other news, not to be outdone, we go to Florida, where a woman came packing, but she didn't take much. She stands accused of walking into her local Dairy Queen location and holding it up at gunpoint. She threatened the cashier to open up the register, but apparently didn't want to wait long enough for them to open it, because in lieu of cash from the till, the woman instead settled for the tip jar sitting on the counter, nabbing it and fleeing the scene. Luckily for them, people weren't quite as generous with their cash tips, and she only made off with about $1.50. Regardless, officers were able to track her down and arrest her, and she's now facing several charges of her own.
That's worth
a
$1.50.
She had a real gun.
She did.
If you're going to use a finger gun, just take the tip jar with $1.50.
Yes.
Right? Because even if I'm working at the Dairy Queen counter, like, you're not going to do anything with a finger gun. But
right.
If this $1.50 will get you to leave, take it.
If you're going to steal the tip jar with $1.50 on it, just grab the damn thing and leave. Right. What's the holdup?
You just added a gun charge.
Right.
For $1.50. I'm telling you, man, we need the and your stupid charge.
We do.
It's another 90 days in jail, right? And some kind of civil service you need to do when you're dumb. Because it's
right.
You make humanity look bad, not because we're not capable of doing bad things, but you got to be smarter than that.
Right.
Correct. Come on.
No, you know what? You need to take a common sense class when you're there in the jail system, right. And you don't get to get out till you pass it.
With flying colors.
That's right. You better get 100%. theft, and more theft. We stick with Florida. Police were called after a loss prevention officer stopped a woman attempting to leave her local Walmart. She'd been observed walking through the grocery section of the store, swapping out barcodes on some of the items that she then gathered into a cart and took to the self-checkout. It's an old trick that isn't exactly foolproof, but she basically put a barcode for bananas on the items that she wanted to discount.
Yeah, you peel off the banana and then put it over top or on a certain area of the box, whatever you got, scan that.
Or you just type in the code for a cheaper nut.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Attempting to leave the store with about $80 worth of unpaid merchandise. Officers were called and she was arrested, but her protests while being arrested were not for her own freedom, no, but out of concern for her children. Officers then rushed to her car, where they found her two toddlers locked in the car with the windows up, turned off, and in about 85 degree weather.
Jesus, man, come
officers
on!
Noted the feeling of hot air rushing out of the car as they opened up the doors and took the children out of the vehicle, drenched in sweat. They're both believed to be okay after getting to a more natural temperatures, and the woman is facing even more charges. At least she had the wherewithal to say, "Get my kids out of the car!" Like,
Jesus.
Because that would have been another disaster added on top of it.
Yeah, no kidding. Jesus, man.
You know, she's...
I didn't think I was going to be in there that long.
Well, you stole from your Walmart. Okay. Good job.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're stealing at a Walmart.
Yeah.
Poor decisions have been made a long time before you got to that point.
That's true. We go to the lovely world of the internet, where a man has sought revenge on his HOA.
He's a well-followed influencer on TikTok. I've actually seen a handful of his videos myself, mainly for his exercise and diet videos. But he sparked a little more interest when he informed his followers that he had received a fine from his HOA thanks to his trash cans being visible from the road. Apparently, that's just a no-go. He was told that he can either erect a fence, costing plenty of money, or store them in his garage where his home gym is located. Instead, he chose the petty route, and he erected a bat sanctuary. He did this because he knows that they're protected, rendering his HOA powerless to tell him what to do with it. So it's kind of funny. Up there, they can't do a damn thing about it. I can't say I disagree with this guy. Good on you. Well done. But just in case those starves just a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
There's a group of moms in Missouri that are trying to turn the tables. The numbers are in, and it turns out that women are outpacing men in marijuana usage. I wonder why.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
You bet. Marijuana consumption has been the subject of scrutiny for some time, and the ones that seem to feel the most at the moment are mothers. Comments are being made from a group in Missouri that mothers are held to a higher standard when it comes to responsibility and sobriety, but this group is looking to undo some of that stigma. They've started setting up scheduled, quote, Can-a-mom game nights, in which these ladies find their way to a common home, light up, and enjoy the night of games away from the responsibilities of home.
Hey, look, man, if you're going to have, like, a holiday cookie party, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't have some wine, but you're making cookies. Get stoned.
Hell yeah, dude.
I mean, make it like, all right.
Enjoy yourself.
Maybe I'll throw this in here. Try this.
Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. You've got NBA basketball, MLB spring training, college tournament hoops, and NHL hockey featuring your Seattle Kraken on a night. Find out when and where to watch all of those sports in one convenient location. It is called the Sports on What app. As far as your weather, hope you enjoyed this nice day outside, because we're looking at mostly overcast skies tonight with some light fog developing in the middle of the night to bring temperatures down to about 49. Then tomorrow, we got a mostly cloudy day with a high of around 68 and a good chance of a thunderstorm rolling through the area as well. So get ready for a light show. And from what I hear, a tornado coming through downtown.
Awesome.
That's it for headlines with that. Good luck. Mike Hawk is out.
Chance
of a tornado.
We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.